The Roger the Wild Child Show is brought to you by our friends at Prism Design Company. Are you looking for a cool new logo for your business? Do you need some graphics for your new website or blog? Our friends at Prism Design are a premier graphics design company that can handle all your needs. You can find Prism Design Company on Facebook or contact them directly at 618-534-4291. All the great graphics on the Roger the Wild Child Show are brought to you by our friends at Prism Design Company. And now, the hottest new celebrity interview show in the universe. It's the Roger the Wild Child Show.
Let's get this party started! Ready, set, go!
On the air everywhere.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
It's time for another exciting edition of the Roger the Wild Child Show with your host, Roger the Wild Child, along with musician, producer, and real estate investor Darren Sheff and former Playboy Playmate cover girl and centerfold Deborah Driggs.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Do this.
Starts right now.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
It is October, and we are here and ready to go. How you guys all doing? It is Roger the Wild Child. We are live and in person. How's it going? We got Deborah Driggs with us.
Person.
And in person.
We're live.
We're live and in person in front of your screen.
Okay, there we go.
She's like, awesome. Okay, there you go.
All right. Yes, Driggsy. We're live. And
Darren,
I got
Chef, how are you today?
Not bad, man. Not bad. I'm loving being here right now.
You got bit by a bug. Don't lie.
Darren,
I told you could do the show from ICU if you have to go there.
He got bit by one of those crazy bugs.
I think so. A brown recluse. There's a possibility.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is, but, and I have this, I swear to God, I got this stuff from my store. And because we sell Amish products, I have this weird Amish salve, that like draw salve. And it just, I swear to God, I just started putting that on there. And it's like all this redness is like coming out. It's all natural and stuff. Some people call it the Amish, but it's weird. I had some sitting around. I was like, oh my God, I hardly ever bring that stuff home. And I had it and I put it on there. It started actually affecting it really quick. I thought y'all wanted to know that. If you want and you guys are really excited, I will be happy to pull my shirt off and turn around for you and show you.
I need a little thrill. Come on.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I don't want to get all those soccer moms too excited watching tonight. You know, that's kind of what happens, but.
Yeah, our audience is like, okay, take it off.
Yeah, Roger, let's see you take it off, dude. That's your show. You're the wild child. Now, don't do it. Don't even answer.
Are we interrupting you, Roger? Are you busy doing something?
I'm just posting in the groups, and for everybody watching the show right now, if you guys can go ahead and
we'll keep
everybody on ice for you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I appreciate
Guess
that.
Guess what? I just got back from the desert. I'm so happy to be home.
That's great.
Welcome
There's home, always man. Something nice. You know, I was gone for 13 days.
Right.
There's
Starving
always something.
Yourself.
Yeah, I was. I lost 10 pounds.
How did
Good
you
job.
Really?
Like wow. You need to, Deb.
I didn't. I told them like towards the end, I'm like, I think I better eat a salad or an avocado or something because I'm just dripping. Plus, it was like 120 degrees in the desert.
Man, my wife takes me to these crazy places that are like, you know, these little like, and you spend a fortune. You go in there and spend $40 for this little bowl that's about that big with like some sprouts and some weird, you know, like healthy dressing or something like that. I mean, and you walk out of there so freaking hungry. You're like, you're going to binge on like, fish fillet sandwiches at McDonald's. You don't even eat that shit. But after you leave there, you feel so destroyed and defeated. You're like, screw it. Going to all the places I haven't eaten to in 20 years. I mean, it's like, and then you're like, I'm bummed. I spent $40 for that little thing to die. But anyway, I thought you wanted to know that. Y'all look really excited about that.
You know,
well, you know, let's see. Bo is giving me instructions right now that I have a blank spot. Do you see it on my screen?
It's right between your eyes. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Well, that's nothing new. That is nothing new. No.
I'm just kidding.
You would think my hair was blonde.
Give me a sandwich, honey. It's between the ears. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Did I fix it, Bo? I don't know.
Yeah. Producer Bo's trying to work on things in the background. And unfortunately,
you know, sometimes we have
technical
difficulties.
Technical.
While we're live.
Well, look, we got Cindy DeGeorge in the house. Yep.
Say hello to our fans. Don,
your mom and him.
Emma's Cindy. Here.
Where's Cliff?
Cliff is there. Here.
Oh, it's my chair. It is my chair. Okay. Does that better? Cover my chair.
Don there you go. Swartz
I'm floating now. Hi, Don.
Hey, Don.
Bo says it's better. I can't help it. It's a big chair. Let me just spread out here. Oh my God. But you know, this technical green screen and, you know, all this stuff, you know, it's a full-time job.
It really is.
But we're getting it. We're getting it.
We are getting there. I have to say something. I'm really excited because in 2 weeks, we got two great events going on October 16th, which is a Saturday night. Deborah and I will be in Hollywood for the Hollywood Halloween Hotness St. Jude's event. So we will be there representing, hanging out with celebs and a lot of the people that we've interviewed and networking with people so we can book future episodes of and bringing them on our show. And then on Sunday the 17th, we are going to be doing our live show from Beverly Hills from Lux Studios.
Yeah.
All right. If you remember Candace Barr, she owns Lux Studios and she invited us to do our show from there. And guess what? We're going to have a live studio audience. So that's what's going to be exciting. So if you want to be a part of our live studio audience, apparently we have 20 seats to fill. So message me if you are interested and we will reserve you a spot.
I would say we have 15 seats to fill because I can tell you already five are filled.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. Seats are filling up fast.
Yeah. So Darren, you'll be coming in via Zoom for the show unless you want to fly into LA and have some fun with us.
We'll see. I mean, you know what? That's going to definitely happen. You got your Southern draw going there. Did you hear yourself? You said, we got about 15 seats to fail.
Fail.
She's preparing her for our move to Nashville.
Preparing to move out of LA.
You said it. You were like, fail. But with the draw, it's like 15 seats to fail.
Fail. Yeah.
It's like, exactly. Fail, the word fail. We got 15
y'all
seats
know,
to fail.
Y'all know they're going to go fast, too.
Your mom and them. Your mom and them knows. All y'all.
You betcha. They're going to go so quick.
That's a good one out here that you'll love.
We have an exciting show today because I come from a radio background. So I made this episode about radio DJs. And our one guest we have, his name is Thrasher. He is Thrash Pie, everybody's favorite guy. Everybody knows him from the morning show on KNAC, Pure Rock 105.5 in Southern California back in the 80s and the 90s. He's also had a role on King Kong Lives, and he's wrote a book, and he's got a new book coming out, so we will talk to him as well. And we have Mason Kelter. He is a nationally syndicated radio disc jockey, and he is the host of Party Liveline, and we will talk to him as well. But first, it's time for Frankie McDonald.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie McDonald.
All right.
Frankie. Hey.
Hi, Frankie.
Hi, guys. Frankie. I'm doing great so far. It's pretty cool. In my area, it was showers in Sydney, Nova Scotia. This afternoon, it's colder in my area right now. It's going to bring extreme heat in Manitoba, Saskatchewan on Monday and Tuesday. Really hot air is going all the way up to southern Nunavut, going all the way up to Churchill, Manitoba. It's going to bring really hot air in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and all these places got cooler air heading down California. Then it got a lot of thunderstorms in southeastern United States, like Florida, Georgia, and all these places. There's a lot of thunderstorms in Venezuela, in Amazon rainforest. Chile is getting warmer because their summer's coming up in December. It's going to bring a lot of warm weather in Chile and Argentina. And over in England, they're getting a lot of rain and wind in England early this week. In Europe, and there's a giant, powerful, high-pressure system anchored over in Western Russian places like Moscow, St. Petersburg, Murmansk, Russia, and parts of Norway, Finland, Sweden, and all these places. Tokyo, Japan's getting hot and humid air, and Sapporo's getting Japan's getting a cold air. There's a lot of rain in between Tokyo and Sapporo, and parts of China's getting a lot of thunderstorms lately. Next week, there's a lot of tropical activity like typhoons trying to develop in the Western Pacific. New Zealand's getting a lot of rain. Australia, southeastern Australia, is getting a lot of rain showers and thunderstorms. Possible large hail. Hail season has just begun in Australia, in Sydney, Australia, and it's Melbourne, Canberra, and all these places. That's their severe weather season. And New Zealand's getting a lot of rain and wind. South Africa is getting warmer, but there's a lot of rain coming from Uganda, driving all the moist air all the way down South Africa.
Hey, Frankie, have you ever, what's going on in Spider Breath, Montana? You know anything about that?
Over in Montana, it could be some snow up in the mountains and things like that. And it's going to be colder. It could be snow up in the mountains and places like that. I'm showing you guys in Sydney, Nova Scotia. This is Sydney, Nova Scotia.
This is where are you right now?
I'm showing you down on Prince Street in Sydney, Nova Scotia. I'm showing you guys now. That's the A&W building on Prince Street. Huge.
A&W root beer?
Yes, I like Coke.
A&W root beer.
Hey, Dave from the 408. Is your boxing show?
Here's Morris, here's Pest Valley, and all these places. Here's Shoppers Drug Mart.
Hey, Frankie, Dave from the 408, our friend Dave, he wants to know why it's so hot in San Jose, California.
It's so hot because of Big Dip in the jet stream.
Because of the what?
What?
Big Dip in the jet stream.
And where did that come from, that jet stream?
Another guy, Don Jermile, he used to live in Sacramento, California. He runs a radio show in Washington, D.C. now. I was on Don Jermile's show a long time ago. He interviewed me on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Awesome, Frankie. Guess what, Frankie? Guess what?
Yes.
I wrote a blog for you called Be Prepared.
Yes.
That's going to be a lot of writing.
It was, by the way. Guess what? And it was written a long, 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 long time ago.
Yeah.
And I got something to tell you. And did you hear about that? Base Guy Show is come back on Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. Jack Casey, he's the guy running the Base Guy Show in Montreal. His show returns on Twitch, Base Guy Show, October 6th, on Wednesday evening.
Perfect. Base Guy Show's coming back to the podcasting scene. Awesome. Thank you, Frankie.
Awesome. Well, what are you going to do for the rest of the night, Frankie?
My next interview was with Trey Campbell. It's at 9:30 p.m. He told me that Trey Campbell's with his friend.
Frankie, I need you to eat 2,000 Polish dogs within 30 seconds.
It's like a paint shaker at the hardware store.
Darren's gonna go ahead and do a video and post it on YouTube. We'll see who gets more views.
I was doing a tornado siren on TikTok. I got over 3.2 million views.
Oh, that was great.
Dude, do the siren for us right now. I want to hear it. Awesome.
There's different sirens that he does though too. So
yeah, there is.
2 months ago, Reed Timmer, extreme meteorologist and storm chaser, Reed Timmer's been in New Orleans for Hurricane Ida. Reed Timmer's was there, bringing a lot of wind and rain there where he was at. Reed Timmer's been extremely careful.
Perfect, man.
Awesome.
Well, what should we look out for this week? Is there anything that we should look out for this week coming up?
No, they have to keep an eye on tropical development off the East Coast of the United States. That's one.
We're not out of hurricane season yet?
November 30th is the final day of hurricane season for the rest of the season.
Wow. All right, everybody. Be safe out there.
All right.
You heard it. McDonald's. Straight from the man.
You got it.
Straight from the man.
I'm showing you, Sydney.
Don't fool around.
That's Nova Scotia, people.
That's right.
Frankie That's McDonald. A&W yep. Root beer.
On Fifth Street.
Best root beer ever. Ever.
All right, Frankie. Thank you. We'll see you next Sunday.
Best of luck to you. I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to the Roger the Wild Child Show.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman. Who? Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
All right. So, as always, we always love having Frankie on the show.
Love it.
The best. Oh, my God. And I did. I wrote a blog, and I'll tell you what number it is, because, you know, I wrote 52 blogs. So his blog will be number 48.
Awesome. And you can check it out on DeborahDriggs.com.
That's it. My weekly blog. You know what, Mike? You know what the name of my blog is for tomorrow?
What is it?
The Big O.
Ooh. And the what Big O referring to?
Optimism.
Oh. Awesome. Oh. I love it. Got to read about it tomorrow, guys. DeborahDrigg.com. It'll come out tomorrow. Read her blog. So, optimism. Are you guys ready for our first guest?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. He is a nationally syndicated nighttime jock. He hosts one of the hottest parties that's live, not recorded radio. It's
like this.
Live radio. It's called Party Liveline, and he's in studio right now. Mason Kelter, how you doing?
Mason.
I'm doing very good. Not as good as you guys, but I'm doing pretty well.
Get out of here.
Oh, man. My gosh.
You're entertaining, buddy. I saw you a couple days ago. I was going, let me check this dude out, man. Not only are you spinning the music, but you're sitting there grooving. You're doing it, man. I mean, it's like you're not just sitting there going.
Yeah, I mean, picking my nose and getting ready for the next song. Well, what am I going to talk about? Well, here's Katy Perry. All right, goodbye now.
Right, let me hack and snack.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what we call them when we were kids. And what was horrible is when you saw somebody going like this out, you're like, oh, my God, they hack, snacked, and they did the dishes. Like, oh, my God, you're disgusting.
Oh,
I thought
hello.
Y'all needed to open up with that kind of imagery for the show. It's like,
I just
it's
got done detoxing,
there
people,
was a girl
please.
Just like that, sadly. Packed and snacked, then did the dishes. Anyway,
you know, Mason, I watch your Facebook videos all the time. He's always this guy always goes live streams, and he always gets shut down because of copyright, because he's always playing the music in the background, and Facebook shuts him down. He has to reopen up a new live stream.
Hey, that's the
I
way
know.
To
I'm
do it
I'm such a
now.
Fraud. They hate me. Mark Zuckerberg has his Facebook wand. He's out to get me, and I play 30 seconds of a song, and he takes me down. But then I play 3 hours straight of music at full volume and they don't do anything. So I think he's just watching me saying, oh, there's Mason Kelter. Let's get him.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, you got Mark.
What's the rule with copyright on here? Can you guys play music?
Yes.
I think I'm just going to start doing my Facebook lives on here. You screw Facebook, right? This seems like a much better outlet.
I say
well, we're on Facebook,
risk.
So
let's
you
get
know.
In trouble.
Oh,
yeah. Deb likes to get in trouble.
Yes, she does.
I like trouble. Trouble is what makes people pay attention to you.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk to you for a second, Mason. You're 20 years old. You own a you run a syndicated nationally radio show called Party Liveline. You're coast to coast, worldwide. There you go. There's the logo, Party Liveline. What's the name of the app that people can download so they can listen to it?
Well, we're on radio stations across the country, so you can find us on whatever station you listen to. Most of them have their own website or mobile app. But if you don't live near an affiliate that carries Liveline, you can download our free Jam Channel app. It's one word, J-A-M-C-H-A-N-N-E-L. I'm almost spelled that wrong. I'm a disc jockey, not a speller. And it's very easy. There are very few commercials. It's completely live every weeknight. 7 to midnight Eastern time, but on the weekends and during the day, it's a replay of the show. So if you missed the live show, Well, we're on all the time. That's a lot of me.
That's right. Mason, 24-7.
Hey, that's like us. That's like us. You can watch us anytime you want.
Yep. On the toilet, in the shower, in bed, in the car.
I'm not that filthy and disgusting. Listen to him. All
right. Really? You're the one that's sitting here giving us a selfie on Facebook from the bathroom.
Oh, didn't you love that? Yeah. That was great. It was like, what are you doing in there? It's like, I'm just messing with you, but it was great.
So, Mason, you started out as a kid listening to John Garabedian of Open House Party. John Garabedian is a legend in radio. Let me tell you guys, 30 years on the air and plus hosting 30 years of Open House Party. And when you were a kid, you listened to it religiously to the point now that you are now working for John Garabedian. And took over his spot on Party Liveline. Tell us about your story.
It's a very interesting story. I think a lot of people say, how did he notice you? How did you get this job? And let me tell you, it is fun. About 10 years ago, I moved from a town called Appleton, Wisconsin, which is very close to the Green Bay area. And my father got a new job in this little town called Rhinelander, which is way up in the sticks of northern Wisconsin. And I hated it. The people were different. The lifestyle was different. The music was different. I mean, Appleton was this town of 80,000 people. Rhinelander was like 7,000 people. Everything was a half hour away. But there was a pop station called WIFC, and it was a great station. Heritage Jocks, Monday through Friday, morning, afternoon, nights. But on the weekend, they had this guy named John Garabedian who did this nationally syndicated show called Open House Party. And I heard it for the first time about 9 years ago, driving in the car one Saturday night with my parents, and it jumped out of the dial. His voice was electric. Oh, hey, I'm John Garabedian. And it was live, and there's people calling in with requests, and this girl, Shelby, from Connecticut's calling. And I said, how is somebody from Connecticut calling into this Wisconsin radio station? Well, I did some research on the show. I found out he's in Boston, sitting in this chair, and it's a national show. It's on stations across the country and had been for over 25 years. And every weekend I started listening to the show and studying the formatics of the show, the way the music flowed, the way he asked people questions and interacted with people, and the production, all the little details that made radio great, because no other station in America was doing anything like this. And I fell in love with it. And I'd always liked music and radio, but I never knew that I wanted to do it until I heard Open House Party. And so I started calling John every Saturday night on the request line as a 9, 10, 11-year-old kid. Hi, can I hear Avicii? I could be the one. Oh, it's Mason again. Oh, he's already calling the show to start. He'd hang up on me. He'd make jokes about me on the air. And that went on for 5 or 6 years until one day I found a picture of him online with the group Extreme. And they had one of the biggest songs of 1990, More Than Words. And I sent the picture to him. He said, oh, my gosh, how did you find that picture? I said, I found it online. I have a couple more if you want to see them. So I sent him all these pictures. He loved my passion and my attention to detail of finding these pictures and sending them to him and asking him questions. And I really showed a lot of interest in radio and what he did, because he's going to be 80 years old this year. He's been in radio for over 60 years. And I mean, he's met everybody. He's done everything. He's failed. He's succeeded. He's invested a lot of money. He's earned a lot of money. And so in 2020, January of 2020, after a 3 or 4 year personal relationship, he and I started this show together called Party Liveline to replace what he had been running on Saturday and Sunday nights on his Cape Cod radio station, because he owns four stations on Cape Cod in Massachusetts.
Which he just sold, right?
And he just sold them, for $3.2 million. He bought them in 2012 for around that price, and he put a lot more money into it. But now he's selling them. It's in the process of being sold to a new guy. And but he's going to focus full-time on doing Party Liveline, which he produces and programs and creates, and he pays me and handles all the affiliate relations and everything. And that's basically it. Here we are, a year and a half later. The show's doing great. We're signing new affiliates. People love the show. And obviously, Roger, you showed some interest in it. And I'm so glad to be here.
because I found you and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was listening to it. And I'm like, okay, I got to get this guy on the show. I mean, he's a young kid that's going to, like, you're 20 years old and you've totally blossomed. I mean, you're like the next Casey Kasem for the new millennium. Okay. So you never know. You may have
He doesn't know who Casey Kasem is.
Oh, come on. I know who Casey Kasem is. Hi, I'm Casey Kasem and I'm dead.
I listened to Casey Kasem when I was a kid.
I was, in fact, I have a thing in the computer here.
That, by the way, was a long, 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 long time ago.
Time ago.
I have a thing here in the computer here in the studio of Casey Kasem mentioning John Garabedian on American Top 40 years ago after John broke a song that nobody else was playing, but he started playing at an open house party. And because of that, it became the number one song in the country. And Casey Kasem talks about it on American Top 40.
Wow.
Incredible.
Are you going to have your countdown show one day? Everybody else has a countdown show. Why not Mason?
In fact, we actually, every Friday night, we were doing a top 25 countdown of the hottest songs in America. And last Friday was our last time doing it because we found from a lot of our loyal listeners and big fans and even a lot of our affiliates, they wanted a more interactive, live, music-intensive phone call contest stuff like we do during the show Monday through Thursday. So we scrapped the countdown and the Friday show is more of a party show like the rest of the show the rest of the week.
You know what would be a good countdown is to do like the top 10 new artists that people wouldn't really hear of. You know, that the top lists usually have, you know, the people that everybody's familiar with. But it would be cool to do a countdown on artists that nobody knows to introduce them.
I've always wanted to do something like that. And I think a lot of radio stations are starting to do that, and especially in Canada with their ridiculous CanCon laws, where they require Canadian stations to play like 40% Canadian music during every day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So they feature a lot of new Canadian artists during the day. I mean, obviously, we're not in Canada.
That's a lot of Celine Dion.
That's a lot of Celine Dion, The Weeknd, Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, Avril Lavigne, if anybody can tolerate her anymore.
Tom McDonald, but he's here in the United States. He's an interesting guy.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Foster.
Dave Foster, what a genius. In fact, he has a new documentary on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's
I've seen it twice.
I think it's, what is it? Is it just called Dave Foster or what? The Making
Foster.
Of a.
I think it's Foster. The Making of Foster. Yeah, yeah, it's so good.
Incredible. Will always love you. Journey. And just the biggest ballads of all time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How Total old were you genius. When More Than Words came out, dude?
That wasn't even a thought in my mother's head.
That's exactly right. That's why I was laughing when you brought that up. I'm like, shoot, I was in my mid-20s, I think, when that song came out.
One of the things I think sets me apart from a lot of people is I love today's hits. And, that's what I get paid to play. And I study the old music, though. I can tell you everything about Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and Queen.
Tell us about Chicago. What do you know about Chicago?
Chicago, I know I don't like them.
That was great.
I was always into the 70s, late 60s, early 70s rock. I think, in my personal opinion, that was the greatest music of all time. You know, Piano Man, Elton John, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin. I mean, you just can't beat it. The 80s, I think everything was so stylized. You listen to it now, it's like, oh, that's an 80s song. Heavy reverb and the echo on the drums and the vocals and the terrible synthesizers. But the 70s were so experimental. And you look back on the 70s music and you see a lot of it being reused today.
Well, the reason I ask that is because Darren Sheff's brother is Jason Sheff, the lead singer of Chicago.
So. Really? I love Chicago.
I know. I knew this was coming.
You know, I didn't mean it.
What about the Doobie Brothers?
Are you related to one of them?
Yeah, I'm Michael McDonald.
Yeah. I just smoke a little doobie.
My mom and my dad, they went to go see the Doobie Brothers a couple weeks ago in Minneapolis, and I asked my mom, I said, was anybody smoking a doobie? And, you know, no, but
Driggsy was.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Are you an Elvis fan? Says,
good hair tonight, Mason. Thank you, Doug Cooper. I appreciate you. I try very hard. As a radio disc jockey, my hair has to look great.
Yes, of course. You got the face for radio.
I know. And the voice from newspaper.
No, the voice is great, man. I mean, it's funny because you're so young. When did your voice change, though? How old were you, like five or something?
Five. Yeah. No.
You went for mommy.
Yeah. Give me the milk.
Yes, mother. Can I go hang out with my friends today? I think I was probably 17 years old when my voice started to change. In fact, when I was in middle school, I had a terrible squeaky voice. And there were these two jerks who always called me Squeaky.
That's
the year before they had the same voice. It's like, why are they making fun of me? I don't know.
But yeah, but guess what? Look at you now.
What was that?
Look at you now.
I know, and nothing's changed. I'm still ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's like that Toby Keith song, Look at Me Now. How Do You Like Me Now? By Toby Keith. You know,
How Do You Like Me Now? Now all the haters are going to hate. The people who push you forward are the people who try to hold you back, and they inspire you to do bigger things.
What's your future? What's your plan?
I love when people ask me this because the future of radio is so unpredictable. First of all, everyone is being laid off right now with some of the biggest corporations, and I'm so lucky to be in the position that I'm in, not only with a great boss, but with a solid job in national syndication where radio is ultimately heading, because you see all these people with big corporations being syndicated in New York from LA. And that's the way it's going to be. Unfortunately, the way right now, though, that they're doing it isn't necessarily how I would do it if I were in their position. They're voice tracking some of these people in markets where they're unfamiliar, they're young, they don't have a lot of experience in radio, and the ratings tank because there's nothing interactive and immediate about it.
Right.
In my opinion, I think radio in 10 years will be all live 24 hours a day, but with the biggest personalities in radio. You're going to have the biggest names live 24/7, completely interactive in the moment, unlike where they record a show a week ago and you hear it and turns out three celebrities died in the past week and there's all these new songs that came out and, you know, there's nothing in touch with it.
Wow. Interesting.
You know what? What's really cool, Mason, is it's like, sure, you're in your position. And man, I'll tell you, you really have honed in on your craft by really jumping in, man, and digging around. I mean, you know, that's what it takes no matter where you're at. You know, if you want to be a fireman, you hang out with firemen, you know, and you've done that, man. It's like, you know, you just called into that radio station. And this is such a great lesson for people to hear because they just look at you and go, wow, look at this cool guy. He's there. It's like, no, there's a lot of work that goes into that. There's a lot of discipline. And it doesn't matter what you do, whether you do what Driggsy does, Roger does, I do, you do. Everything is disciplined, but you'll love it and you can't get enough of it. It's like people asked us, and we've talked about this before, how do I get my kid interested in music? It's like, you don't. Nobody had to, you know, prod me or get me interested. I just had to have it, man. And so you've done that, man. And hearing your story, your backstory is like absolutely remarkable because it's the wisdom that most adults sadly don't have, man. You know, it really is. It's that it is. And it's walking through fear and taking a lot of risks, man. And I can see that you've done that. And it's incredible, man. Really wild.
I appreciate that. That really means a lot because when I was a kid, before I did anything radio or DJ related, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I know I didn't want to go to college. Mm-hmm. I hated school. I got kicked out of class almost every single day for saying something stupid.
Yeah.
And I still say stupid things, but now I get
paid for it.
That's exactly. True. And but when I met John and when I listened to Open House Party and I knew that this is what I wanted to do, I just had to get my foot in the door somehow. And I didn't care if it was going to be answering his phones or doing his taxes or, you know, sweeping his bathroom. I just wanted to get my foot in the door. And that's what a lot of people in any field tell you to do. What you want to do is to just get your foot in the radio. Relationships are everything. Your reputation is everything. There's nothing more valuable than what people think of you because you go by the same people on the way down as you do on the way up.
Absolutely. And proximity is power.
Yes, it is.
So whatever it is you want to do in life, you got to be in proximity of whatever it is you want to be doing because that's where you're learning. That's where you're growing.
You know, you're a top 40 disc jockey. And I wanted to ask you this. What's your take on Britney's freedom now?
I think it's so great, not only because I'm a personal fan of Britney Spears, but because it's been one of the only things that disc jockeys in America actually talk about the past year because they have nothing to talk about. So they talk about Britney Spears. I was so happy when the news came out last week that her father was banned from the conservatorship. It's not over yet. They say it's going to be done in the next 30 to 45 days. There's still a temporary person in charge of everything. Do I think there should be somebody in charge of her financial assets and a lot of her personal decisions? I don't know. We've seen her have some struggles, and she's obviously made some crazy decisions, and there was a reason there was a conservatorship in place in the first place. But I think now we'll see a different side of Britney.
Did it have to go to this extreme?
I think, I really don't know. I don't know the full story. I know a lot of people are happy. And I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't follow the followers. And everyone's saying she should be free, so I'm glad she's free and she's happy. And now she's posting her boobs on Instagram. So what can be better than that, right?
Well, did she start into that because she was under 18 and the parents had to kind of oversee that? Is that how it started and then it went from there? I mean, I don't really know the whole backstory.
Well, I think what happened was is she started displaying signs of instability.
Like when she shaved her head in Vegas.
When she shaved her head
an adult, right? She was an adult.
Yeah, but that's
right?
What I'm saying. It's like it's her life. It's her choice. And, you know, it's her money. End of the day, it's her money. Right. She works really hard for it.
Right. Exactly. Great.
That's the way I feel. If you want to blow your money on ridiculous cars and drugs,
that's her choice.
Do whatever you want to do.
There's been plenty before her that have done it and were way worse off. You know what I mean?
Right. And she initially agreed to the conservatorship in the first place. She wasn't held to a gun to her head and said, "You sign this piece of paper." I mean, maybe she was, but you know.
You never know how it's going to go. I know somebody that turned their whole life over to somebody they really entrusted to go into a treatment program in, and that poor guy got raked over the coals by his own family member, his brother, lawyers, judges, and he lost everything. He was a successful songwriter. And he was older. He put himself into recovery, and he recognized I needed to get back in there, and he put himself in, gave power to his brother, and boy, they took that poor guy for everything he had. The lawyers did, and everything. It's not always it's a sick thing. These guys get that.
I know
there.
It's sad. It's so
really
sad.
Is.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't know the backstory. I mean, we know what the media portrays and what they want us to see on social media, but we really don't know the true story of what's going on behind the scenes. And unfortunately, it's sad. But you know what? If she's going to have her freedom and she's 40 something now and, she can have her kids and do whatever she wants and get married and just be like a normal human being, just like any of us, more power to her.
Yeah. Well, now back to Mason. Can we show a clip of Mason doing his thing or do we have any clips?
I don't have a clip for him.
No, you don't want to see that. I promise.
I want to see it.
But you can watch him on Facebook and you can be able to see him do his live feeds every single night.
I saw him.
That's awesome.
Darren.
I saw you, bro. You had the dance beat going, man, and you were literally like, I saw your hands going, man. You had it going on. I mean, I should
do it. I know. Well, I get so into it. I feel like if you don't enjoy what you're doing, people aren't going to enjoy what you're doing either. And
exactly.
People gravitate towards positivity and people who make them feel better about themselves. And it's, oh, God, I can't wait to get off. Oh, I hate doing this. So why are you guys listening? You know what? Nobody wants to be a part of that.
I do. I like that kind of bummer.
Those are the people who work at Hot Topic.
All right, Mason Kelter, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking your time. And we will definitely be listening to Party Liveline Nationwide and Jam's channel app. Download that.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Mason. God.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a thrill. Yeah. You guys are doing a really good job with this show. And I've been watching a lot of the episodes. And Drakesy, you're beautiful. Have I ever told you that before?
Wow. Mm. You are my new best friend.
Yes.
Thank you. That is very kind.
Mason? Single. Wow. Do you like your guys?
I do.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Send me your email address. I'll get your information.
You just need to, have one more birthday.
Oh, come on.
Oh. One more birthday. I think I'll make it.
He can lie like we all did.
I have to throw in one more thing, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
I get so many calls from people across the country that say, How old are you? Nobody knows how old I am. They hear my voice. They think I'm some 35-year-old guy. They think I've been doing this for 30 years. And we had one lady who calls us every single night named Marilyn for the past year and a half. And to make a long story short, she finally met me in person at the studio one day. And, you know, she has a disability and she's a very nice lady. And the first thing she said when I answered the door, I had no idea what she looked like. It wasn't, "Hey, it's so nice to meet you." It was, "Oh my God, you look like you're 12. And I said, "Wow, nice to meet you, Marilyn."
And you're biting your
and
tongue.
And you know what? You
and
will
I'm
love
biting
that
my tongue.
you will love that compliment.
That's you like know? The real.
When,
I like
when you,
it.
As yeah. you get older, that is a very good compliment.
How about this one?
Yeah. Build the bridge and get over it.
Blow it up.
There anyway. You go.
All right, kids.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much.
thank you,
I can't
Mason.
Wait to see the rest of it. And have a great night. Can't
right,
wait to be
you.
Back sometime.
And
I know you'll listening. Have me back.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Maybe, absolutely. As a guest, maybe as a guest host. Maybe if Driggsy or Darren need to step out, maybe I'll bring you in as a guest co-host.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe if Driggsy and I start dating and I can fill in for her someday.
Oh, yeah.
And
I see something happening here. Driggsy Kelter. Good Lord.
Driggsy
Kelter.
Driggsy Kelter.
Driggsy Kelter.
Dating them young. Dating them young.
There you go.
Calm down, kid. It's okay. No.
All right, Mason. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Incredible soul, man. That's not your
what
normal.
What a brilliant young man.
Incredible.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. So smart. I mean, my God.
We've had two brilliant young men. I mean, Jet last week, and then we have Mason this week.
Yeah, so smart. I mean, seriously, and so dynamic, and like to know at an early age what you want, and just laser focused, and boom, there
you
are.
He's not afraid to even talk about any of these things. He just throws them all out there, not even worried about what he's saying. I love it, man. He's just like, so like, hey, this is it. This is me, and I'm going to say it, and too bad. Here it is.
Exactly.
I love that, too. It's great.
Love it. And the thing is, if you just watch his live feeds, he just calls shit out. I mean, he's just completely blunt and honest and
good.
And I mean, yeah, he would definitely make a great co-host to fill in for
cool.
us.
Well, we'll definitely keep him in mind for that.
Can I go on a few dates then?
Drady.
Okay. I'll take one for the team.
That's right. That's right. So my next guest, he is a legendary.
Oh, your next guest? How about our next guest?
Thank you. I stand corrected now. Our next guest is a legendary rocker, a legendary morning show disc jockey. And he also was on King Kong Lives as a reporter.
Awesome.
And he's also he's like, what are the reindeer names?
It's a mind blower. First, all right. Thanks for having me. You guys are doing great. I'm thrilled. This is the first one I've watched live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stoked about this whole thing. But let's go back to Mason for just a second.
Okay.
I'll tell you how I met Roger. Okay, I was on the air in Los Angeles at KNAC, and it's a heavy metal rock station. I mean, rip your face off metal. And I got a phone call on the hotline, and it was our the secretary, the receptionist. And she says, "A guy named Roger here, and he has, his girlfriend's with him. And he says that the girlfriend wants desperately to meet you." And so I said, "Okay, send him back, right? Girlfriend, sure." So here comes Roger with this girl. Now, do you remember who that girl was, Roger? Who was she?
No, I do not remember.
Oh, come on, Roger. You're so... He's lying.
Man,
who was it, Roger?
I don't know.
He just got him in trouble.
Time ago.
So anyway, so Roger comes in and, you know, our relationship begins. You talk about, you know, we were watching, you know, nonstop talking weatherman. Oh, shit.
Yes.
So Roger was on and click, the switch went on and Roger was, so it was fun. So that's when I met Roger. It's probably in 92 or 3, right? Something like
right,
that.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
15 years old, 16 years old, I was visiting my dad in California.
Yeah. So something
every
like
summer.
That.
And when I would listen to KNAC, I would listen to Thrasher in the morning, and I'd go to all the outings, and I would see Ted. And
well, it was a great wow! You know, what a wonderful experience for me. And you know, my whole radio story was fun like that. But back to Mason for just a second. There were so many young people that I tried to bring in and open the door for, and so many of them just pissed it away or did nothing, right? So there's two. So here's Roger finally doing this. I know you did other things, and one gal named her name is Hillary Schmidt. It's Chambers now, but she's in at 91X in San Diego. She was a success. Stu Herrera, who is lovely house I'm staying at, has been at KLOS here in town for 23 years. He was a KNEC intern of mine. He wasn't there when I was at KLOS for a couple of years. I was with the Mark and Brian show for that point. But
hey, guess what? You were the producer of for a while.
Yeah, I was on. Yeah, I was in the room, hands on, trying to keep the monkeys from climbing the cages. Those guys are pretty wild. So, so I did that, and I was at Pirate Radio for a brief time. But KNAC was my fun part, or the funnest, I'll put it that way. But a young guy like Mason, man, that guy's turned up all the way to 11, dude. He's got it going on. Is. And what's really wonderful is I have just about given up on young people thinking about getting into radio and you know, doing it. And granted, you know, he's in the syndicated end of it. So guys like me who were on local radio stations, you know, you were in one town at a time. It's an entirely different ballgame. It was an entirely different business at that time. So anyway, I was really stoked to see somebody that young and that fired up and obviously talented. You know, gee whiz. I didn't really get my feet into radio until I was in like 26 because I had done college radio. But then I had no idea how to get a job in radio. And finally, I was an acting student. I was a graduate student at the University of North Carolina in the theater arts department. And one of my best friends that I still talked to him this morning, was a local disc jockey at a station called Big Ways and WROQ-FM. And I hung out with him. And like Deborah was saying, you know, proximity is everything. Somebody got fired, got drunk, couldn't show up. And they said, hey, you want to learn how to do this? And I said, sure. So I'm in there at 2 o'clock in the morning, screwing things up. But you know, that's how I got started. Did overnights.
We all screwed up on the air. Yeah,
that's how it works, dude. Yeah. So I was playing the religious tapes at Sunday morning, you know, the hallelujah, you know, all that stuff. And listening to, you know, drunk strippers calling in the middle of the night. I tell you, I want to talk to you. You're rock and roll, Ted, ain't you? I'm going to talk to you right now. So God bless North Carolina. It's my home. I was born there, but. You know, I'm a Californian now, but anyway, then Florida, then Georgia, then back to North Carolina, then back to Florida, and then to L.A. When I heard, I was visiting out here and heard KNAC go on the air, it was like 3 or 4 days after it had flipped to the heavy metal thing. Mm-hmm. I said, Jesus, that's what I want to do. And so, you know, I started bombarding them and being as obnoxious as I could, you know, sending tapes and bugging the shit out of them. And 9 months later, boom, they called me and said, can you start Monday? You know, that's how it works. It's so screwy. So, so anyway, but also, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit that Mason, you know, exhibits, right? And it reminded me, you guys remember this? It was a television show. It was one of the first sort of, I call them shout shows. And this was local. He was in like 10, 14 markets. Wally George. Remember that name?
Yes.
He was like a Joe Pine kind of guy. You know, he was mentored by Joe Pine, and he invited me to be on his television show. And it was,
which is Hot Seat.
Yeah. The Hot Seat. That's right.
Yeah. Hot Seat with Wally George.
Hot Seat with Wally George. And basically he brings the guests on there and yell at them, throw them out. Yeah. So preparation for the segment would be, okay, Thrasher. He was an inveterate stutterer. And you know, but when the lights came on, boom, it stopped. So he said, here's what I'll call you an idiot. And I go, uh-huh. And then, you tell me that I'm stupid. Uh-huh. And then I'll throw you And I thought, hey, that's it. We got a segment. That's how it works.
He was known for throwing all his guests off the show. Yeah, there you go. Get out of here. You're off the show. Get out of here. And then his security will pull him out.
Right. But anyway, so that's my – I'm schmoozed there with Mason because I think he's great. And we'll be hearing a lot more from him, guaranteed.
Oh, for sure.
And he's absolutely correct about the business, about syndication being the major source of programming. There's a guy in KLOS right now, does evenings on KLOS in Los Angeles, and he is – very talented in a very outside the lines kind of way. His name's Greg Beharrell, and he's on that station in Boston. I didn't get a chance to ask Mason, but 92.9, he's on that station in Boston. And that's his most recent ad. He's on, did I say 29 stations? Yeah. So anyway, that's how it's going to be. And it's kind of a shame. I'm glad that I was on it when I was. Mm-hmm. There were still individual owners. And if I got into trouble, I could call the guy. I could talk to him. I could talk to the guy that owned the station.
Now you can't talk. You can't even talk to the station heads anymore. No, they're
you're not even getting close to them. They're probably an insurance company or, you know, a venture capitalist. So it's something like that. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's the way it is.
Me being a former radio disc jockey, I mean, and you know, it's in our blood. It's a passion that we have, you know, just like, you know, with you, Darren, music and, you know, playing bass and whatever. And, and it's just, the thing is that the industry of radio has changed over the years. It used to be live and people would be meeting up with us and we're giving autographs. And now you're sitting in your basement recording tracks and it's being played on 20 to 50 radio stations throughout the United States. And you're like voice tracking. You're not even live anymore. So I miss the days of radio when you'd be able to interact with your audience. And nowadays you just can't.
Yeah.
Because
the live part is definitely the part that's missing. And the local connection with people in the town where you live or where you're. That's what I enjoyed about it the most. So
did you ever meet Shotgun Tom Kelly from San Diego?
Yes, I've met Shotgun Tom. Yes, I should have.
He was our guy growing up in San Diego, me and my brother.
Yeah, and I've got an IP problem here, so I'll be dropping in and out. I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
You're fine.
It's because I'm not hardlined to the Wi-Fi. coming back hopefully any second.
I think it Drake's on me.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I've met Shotgun Tom. He's doing some sort of a... Oh, I don't know. He's got some sort of title, but he's doing a PR kind of job for the company that owns K-Earth nowadays, I believe. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, but those were the days for us, in the 70s.
It's a shame. I still have friends in the business, but they're all over the place, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. But those were the fun days for us, you know, like calling, you know, B100 and being the sixth caller and winning a skateboard.
What else did I want to bring up, Raj? Oh, and thanks for mentioning my book. Because I just got picked up by a new publisher, which is, and they're local people, a small publisher, which is good because I, like I say, I can call them and talk to them on the phone, and they're going to do a re-edit, and it'll be coming out next, I think May, June, something like that. New cover, you know,
okay,
new artwork, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. That'll be fun.
We'll have to bring you first back kind of break I had with that book
because my marketing skills were, you know, none.
Yes. We'll have to bring you back on definitely right, see, to talk now I'm about in the book. Yeah. I don't think he's hearing us.
I'm not hearing. No, I'm hearing you intermittently is the problem.
Can you hear me at all?
No, I can't hear you, Drake.
Yeah, you're breaking up. And I apologize because it's my internet service here. It's
no, you're fine.
Spectrum
you're fine.
And they're lousy.
We got you.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. Joe says he can hear me. You guys can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I'm just. Okay.
You're messing with me, and I'm having a hard time. My internet must be going out or something because it keeps logging me, wanting to log me off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now. I did not hardwire you guys, but I bought one of these Deco. It's called the Deco Mesh. And this right here is not like an extender. This thing is massive. I mean, it gave me all the power that I needed down here. It goes up to 5,200 square feet, which is just my garage alone. No, I'm just kidding.
But oh, nice.
No, seriously. This thing right here, the megabytes per second is just ridiculous with this thing. And it's not an extender. It's called a mesh, a Wi-Fi mesh.
Wi-Fi mesh. I'm going to have to get it because, I'm delayed.
You know what I used to be like, and I'm not. Do you notice how clean it is?
I know.
It's very clean.
I'm very jealous. I'm having technical issues today. And I was in the desert. I was doing just fine. I come home to all my great equipment, and I'm all...
I'll help you with it tomorrow. I'll send you some links to what it is.
Okay.
And then I'll explain it to you because it's really, it's incredible. So anyway, these guys, incredible, man.
Well, I got cut out when he brought up Mark and Brian because I got to be on their show quite a few times in the early 90s.
Oh, did you? Yeah, they're a great morning team.
Yeah. And by the way, they had, when my issue came out, they kept talking about me on the radio. And finally, somebody called me and said, Mark and Brian talk about you every day. You should call in and surprise them. And so I did. And they said that the weatherman was in love with me and wanted to take me up in the helicopter to do the weather. Yeah. So I did. I met him in Burbank. Nice. We went up and I did the weather in the helicopter. And then Mark and Brian took me to La Dome. And this La Dome is no longer there, but they took me to La Dome for lunch. And so, it was fun. It was like an ongoing thing. Like if Deborah Driggs calls our studio, we're going to take her to lunch type thing. And so I finally called in. And we ended up being friends for, I would, stay in touch with them. They were great guys.
Oh, yeah. And they had a TV show. I think it was on NBC as well, too. The Adventures of Mark and Brian.
Yeah.
Thrasher, are you still with us? Can you hear us?
He's thinking.
I can hear you, but it's so intermittent. I apologize. Okay. I think it's my...
No, you're totally fine. You're totally fine. Although did you hear what Deborah was saying about Mark and
everybody's
Brian?
Everybody's lagging, I think.
I was saying that in the 90s when my issue came out, my centerfold Mark and Brian
audio about every 3 seconds I'll just get a blurb.
Well, I'm gonna save the story for when we all have better technical.
All right,
I know what's going on. It's like,
thank you very much. I'm sorry, I know that you're having some technical. Can you hear us okay now, Thrasher?
There's a delay, Roger.
I'm sorry.
We'll bring him back. We'll bring him back. There's some technical issues. He's a great guy. He's got a great book coming out.
What's the name of the book?
I don't think he has released that yet. But I know that
we're going to let him know when the time is right.
Well, I feel terrible. I don't know what's going on with me tonight, but it might be. Okay.
I
out there for a few minutes and I was so
Driggsy,
bummed.
Driggsy. Okay. Well, I got to ask you something. Yeah.
Okay. Ask me. Ask me.
Who was that? Remember, it wasn't a radio host, but there was like, I remember in the 80s, there was like this really kind of cute brunette that would get up in the helicopter and do like the weather around LA and she plays music. Do you know I'm talking about that girl? She was always in that helicopter. I'm trying to think of her name. She was really, everybody was kind of like, anyway, we'll have to look her up.
We'll have to look her up. I'll look her up right now. So helicopter in the 80s, huh?
Yeah, she'd get up there and she would like do the news and the traffic. She'd like get in there and do the news and the traffic.
Hey, anybody watching the show, do you guys know?
And she's an incredible bass player. I should know because my brother just brought her up and did some celebrity thing with her or some sort of a benefit thing. But I just thought because you're in LA, you might have remembered her. Anyway, no big deal.
So I'm going to find out.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a reminder, guys, 2 weeks from tonight, we will be live from Lux Studios in Beverly Hills. We have our guest is going to be Bo McDowell. He was on the show prior to Deb, actually. He's a comedian. He's also in the semifinals of Last Comic Standing. They should have they should be rolling into the finals here shortly in November or December. They have not announced that yet, but he's in the semifinals. And we got Gigi Lavangie.
Gigi Lavangie Grazer is a writer. She wrote a movie called Stepmom.
I remember very well.
with Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon, and she's written three books, and she is funny. She and I did yoga certified training together back in 2013. I've known her for many years, and she's extremely talented, and her husband is just amazing as well. He's a sport photographer and shot the Lakers and the Clippers, and he shoots those rodeo shows and all the, he's a total cowboy.
Like the NFRs and all them?
Yeah. So hopefully he'll be in the audience live with us.
Perfect. Yep. That'll be a fun show. And then of course, Darren will be coming from Nashville. We'll have Frankie on and, you know, from up in the Great White North. And then, you know, and we'll have a live studio audience.
We have John Capone coming on.
John Capone.
And John Capone is a writer, director, producer. And I just had the pleasure to work on his movie that's coming out next year called Neon Bleed that he wrote, directed, and produced. And so
that should be a fun interview.
Yeah, he's amazing. And so is his wife. His wife's an actress or a fiance. They're engaged. And so, yeah, we have a great, great lineup of
John O'Hurley's going to be on.
John O'Hurley, everybody knows from Seinfeld.
Yep.
And just, he's a great voiceover actor as well. His voice is so recognizable on so many commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And really good friend, a little trivia, John and I had the same manager in the 90s, Marv Dower.
Oh, really?
And so I met John O'Hurley, you know, because we had the same manager. So, yeah, great guy, great human, extremely smart. So that'll be a great interview. And then
November 3rd, we've got Don Most from Happy Days.
Happy Days! Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Does he go by Don or Donnie?
Don. And yeah, super talented. Oh my God. Can you imagine? That was my favorite show growing up. I loved the Happy Days.
Yeah, but it's his big band singing that'll flip people out. They don't realize that guy, he's not just some actor, Broadway guy trying to, hey, we're going to do it. I mean, this guy really like is a soulful jazz singer. He's like on the level of like a Sinatra. Excuse me.
We'll definitely have fun talking with him and talk about his career and definitely his singing. So look forward to that coming up. We got a lot of great surprises. Yep. We are on twice a week now, Wednesdays and Sundays.
Oh, we've got Windsor Dewey Harmon. Did he confirm?
Who?
Windsor Dewey Harmon from
I get for trying to sing, man. I got my little frog in my voice. I'm not feeling great. I'm trying to do that thing.
Yeah, you okay back there? You need some vitamin C?
I need something else to drink, and I've run out, and I'm sitting there going, oh my God.
You got to get some vitamin C in you.
I just took 7,000 milligrams this afternoon. It's 1,000 milligrams in each one. I load up with that. Zinc.
You got to load up.
Mm-hmm. Everything. Anyway, I was like trying to be funny and singing, and next thing you know,
what are you thinking?
Well, this was just some coffee from.
What's in that cup?
I'm crying.
Next week, Darren will be live from the ICU, so we'll have cameras and everything.
No, don't put that out there. No.
Actually, I'm feeling pretty good. I just have this, like, you know, like every once in a while, I'll just kind of get this tickle and. You know, and I don't have anything. I should have filled this cup up with something more. And then I tried to like sing and next thing you know, coughing. And
there you go.
All right, guys. I want to thank our guests today, Mason Kelter, also Thrasher, Thrash Pie, everybody's favorite guy, Frankie McDonald, as always.
This is Deborah Kelter signing out.
Deborah Kelter. For Darren Chef, Deborah Kelter, I'm Roger the Wild Child. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Did he meet you on our time by any chance?
I'm out of here. See ya.
Tinder, swipe left. Roger the Wild Child Show!
Sundays and Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Until then. We out of here.
Right on.